Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for August 29th to September 4th. So this is probably my least favorite week of the year. And that's just because summer is going to be over and we're heading into fall. And even though I really like September because it feels like a new year, a new beginning, there's also a big part of me that's not ready to let go of summer vacation. So not having to get my children up every morning, not having to make sure their schoolwork's done, on top of all my other stuff. And then of course the, you know, not being able to be outside, not being able to go to the beach, not being able to go to the water. So it's usually around this time, which is kind of funny, that I start actually planning my March trip to Florida. And it's good sometimes to have that kind of thing to look forward to, right? It's that kind of goal that gives you momentum that helps you to keep on going. So we should all have that. It's important. But you might find the energy in this week to be a little bit heavier than normal. So even though we are, we're in between moon cycles, we just started the new cycle with the new moon, we're in Virgo energy. So you may be finding there's a lot of preparation energy in you right now, like a need to get things done, to be prepared, to have a little bit of organization. And that's great because that will kind of give you a little bit less chaos, like a feeling of less chaos when you're taking care of your business, which is important. When I went in today, though, to specifically ask for messages in regards to our hub members, it's kind of cool the way they do this because, there's, I don't know, maybe close to 70 of us right now in the hub. And so they kind of go through each one of you, like it's, they don't go into, everything specific, but they kind of give me a flash of everybody's faces and they'll give me a little bit of, okay, this is for this person. And then there's groups, of course, within the group that are having similar experiences. So when I go through and I give you this information today, know that in some way, shape or form, this information is specifically for you. So there is something in there that is for you. Of course, remember too, there's a reason why you're in the hub. There's a reason why you are a hub member. We are specifically drawn to certain frequencies, to certain groupings of frequencies for reasons. So usually because your energetic being is seeking balance or support, that's most of the time when we are in alignment. So when we are consciously aware of, our purpose to be better, to be happier, to be healthier, to have more peace, to have all of that, we will, our higher self, our soul energy will seek out sources of frequency that will help us to attain that. So know that just by being in the hub, just by listening to the weekly check-ins, just by doing the, whatever amount of participation that you can do, know that you are serving a purpose for yourself, that you are helping yourself, you're supporting your higher self. And that's really important to be aware of because there are a lot of people that don't. There are a lot of souls out there who just watch sports or who just, gamble or who are just, watching TV or watching the news or so, they're all of that time, all of the distractions that they take is time that they're taking away from themselves. And you guys, just by putting the effort that you do into being part of the hub, you're doing the work. So I want you guys to acknowledge that because sometimes here's the thing, and I've been there before. Sometimes we can feel like we have all the balls in the air. It's a juggling act. We're trying to do everything all at once. And then sometimes it just gets overwhelming and you're like, oh, I just don't want to do anything. And so know that the hub is here to support you in that way. So remember, the hub is there for you to interact with as much as you would like or as much as you can at any time. Just know that we're always there for you. We're going to be working on, too, within the hub, creating a, it's going to be like a chat room kind of thing that we're going to do in the hub that'll be in your account. As soon as we get the technical aspects of it all figured out and all that, there will be a way where you can like actually go in and engage with each other. And you could say, oh, you know what? I'm feeling this right now. Or, oh, I found this really helpful. So we can share that kind of stuff with each other. Of course, right now you can use the Facebook group. If you haven't joined the Facebook group yet, you can go do that. I know that a whole bunch of our members don't do Facebook or social media, and that's awesome. Trust me, there's times when I wish I didn't have to do it either, but my business uses those platforms, so I make the best of it. But I think that's why if we have the private chat within the hub space, that will be give us an opportunity to kind of check in a little bit more with each other. And then, of course, coming soon will be our September calendar. That's going to be, the whole month of September is going to be chakra. It's going to be chakra, chakra, chakra. So I hope that you're going to learn some stuff that you haven't learned. I hope you're going to, there's a really powerful healing that we're going to do with the chakras that I'm going to share with you guys. And it will be really, really awesome. Okay. So going back to what they gave me for this week. So we are going to be having some shadow self come up. So they said to me around that hidden agendas, ego and pain body. Pay attention to this, guys, because this is really important. Our shadow self, when we talk about that, it's kind of like, you know, the side that you don't necessarily want to look at, the side that you kind of like. You know what's funny is we were watching some home videos this weekend, some old VHS home videos. And in some of the spots, some of the things, my husband was like, okay, just fast forward that. And I was like, why? And he's like, because I don't like watching myself on video. And it's that kind of like, that's part of the shadow self of that. Oh, like, who is that? Who is that person? I don't want to look at that person. That person looks funny or sounds funny, or they don't look the way that I think that they should look. Pay attention to that, because that is your shadow self. That is your, so pay attention to why you kind of don't want to look in the mirror yourself, or why, what's there that you don't want to look. Because when we have that, there is a very, very strong disconnect. And I can tell you this, when I do readings for clients, a lot of times, especially when we're doing like the soul integration work, there's often a huge disconnect there. There's the functioning human part of the person, and then there's the soul part of the person, and they're often two separate entities for them. Like they feel like one could be sitting at the desk and the other one's across the room. And so part of that is like really just not having the awareness, first of all, of the stuff that needs to be worked on. But it's also like kind of just like that, I don't want to look at it out of sight, out of mind, or that's too much work for me to deal with. So that's going to be coming up. I don't know why it's coming up for us now, but it will be. So under that is that hidden agenda. So remember, ego and pain body, they're always going to try and dominate. They're always going to try and control. So remind yourself of how those frequencies feel, right? Ego is very forceful, very dominant. Pain body is very highly emotional, right? Remember, when those frequencies come in for you, remind yourself that that's not the neutrality of your higher self or your soul. And the easiest way to do this is really just to create a bit of a pause. So not have to try and like take an action to counter the action, but instead be like, okay, I'm just going to take a breather right now. Maybe I don't have enough energy right now to say no to ego or pain body. Maybe I don't have enough strength. I don't feel like I have enough strength right now to step into my higher self all of the time. So when that happens, just allow yourself to kind of go into a place of neutrality and coast. So no strong emotions, no strong projections, no strong reactions, just kind of a place of neutrality. And then you'll build momentum that way. Your strength will come back up. So then they also said going forward. So they're showing a lot of new beginnings. So a lot of opportunities coming up for everybody. But they're saying reminiscing of the past. And so pay attention to that too, because we want to remember that they're saying to me right now to leaving the past behind. So learning from it and not carrying it forward. So not being in alignment with the past. So allowing it be like, okay, so that's why I experienced that. That was great. Awesome. Thank you. But then disconnecting and moving forward. It's the same thing when they talked about, you know, like the going into the 5D out of the 3D. You can't have 1 foot in 3D and 1 foot in 5D, There's an energetic push and pull that happens when you're doing that. So what they're helping us to try and do is they're helping us to try and recognize what we had to learn from things in the past, the big life lessons, even past lives, right? Stuff that's, you know, come through lots. But then the fact that we disconnect from it energetically so that we can move forward in a lighter, in a much, much lighter way. Okay. And so they just said that that will be holding you in place. So if you keep on looking in the back, in the past, it said that's going to be holding you in place. So know that. And if there's that part of you that is feeling the want and the need to move forward, to do something new, to be something new, then recognize, of course, you know, who holds you in place. That's ego and pain body holding you in place. Okay, so new projections. So going forward, lots of opportunity in the group for sure for everybody. They're asking the question for us, where do you want to be? And then knowing what you need to get in order. So getting your things in order. The Virgo energy is going to help you with that. So this is a great time to like make checklists for things. This is a great time to go through and do an overhaul on your how you're supporting your physical body. So your diet, your supplements, all of that stuff. A great time to create that schedule for self-care. All of that is a really, really good time. You're going to feel that when you start to do that stuff, you're going to feel more support. So supporting yourself. I've recently come back to, it's been a few years for me, of looking into the Kundalini practice, so the yoga practice, and then also the Ayurvedic practice, so the foods, the supplements, all through that. So that it was perfect timing for me to dip back into all of this stuff. This is stuff that I used years ago to support myself and just had let it go. And now it's all coming back to me now. And pay attention to timings on things like that. And I definitely will share with you guys, because those two forces together, the practice of the Kundalini yoga and then the practice of the Ayurvedic medicine, two big, big, powerful ancient medicines, teachings, wisdoms in there. And so I will be sharing with you guys what I get from it, right? This is one of the big things. We practice what we preach. So that's part of the, when we do the work on ourselves, when we're doing that work, our healing helps others to heal. So that's really, really important to remind yourself about that. Now, this is where it kind of went interesting, and you guys, I'm going to get you to feel into this to see where, what they're meaning from it, because they didn't go deep with it. Like, they just kind of gave me like the surface of it. And so we're going to have to see. I feel like this, they're saying to me right now, there's going to be expansion on it. So we'll see where they take us. So they said non-complacent. And so with that, they said, you go your way and I'll go mine. So I'm feeling like this is going to be either around relationships, around family members, around partnerships. There's going to be that feeling, that need to be like, okay, so you're going that way, I'm going this way, and that's okay. I really feel like that's going to be coming up for a lot of people in the next little while. They want us to ask ourselves what is serving us and what's not serving us. So this is important. So what's not serving you? So if you're kind of, again, going through your little bit of checklist of what could I do less of in my life because it's draining for me, or it's not supporting me, and what could I do more in my life because this is supporting, or maybe I need to bring in more supporting things. Here's the thing they wanted you to remind with this, and this is, I feel like they're saying to me right now about taking the pressure off of it. They said ideals. So they gave the big, and they put it big ideals. And with that is the perfections question mark. So this is, you know, like whenever we think that we're doing something good, or we're trying to transform, or we're trying to change, we kind of like always feel like it needs to be like this big, grand, has to look like this, has to look like that. Here's the perfection. Here's how it fits in the box. They're saying to let go of that, because they're saying right now it's not a one size fits all. So something that I may do, you know, to support myself in one way is not going to necessarily work for you. Pay attention to that and just, you know, honor your own boundaries as to, okay, so this feels good to me. But also, you know, be aware of your own BS, because sometimes we can, you know, be the biggest ones of our own BS and say, oh no, I'm not going to do that because of blah, 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 right? So pay attention to what voice that is that's telling you that you can't do something, or no, that's not going to work for me. Pay attention to that, because I really feel like this is going to be the time when we're going to have to be trying newer things. So maybe even stuff that you tried before that didn't work, like different ways of helping yourself, healing yourself, your relationships, your job, all of that stuff. It's going to change for you now, but you have to be doing something completely different than what you have done in the past. Okay. Now, this is interesting because they said to me, initiating creativity. And this was in, I asked in question two, I don't know if you guys noticed, but yesterday afternoon, prior to yesterday afternoon, the energies have been kind of grounded. They were kind of quiet. We hadn't had a lot of, there wasn't a lot of solar energy. There was not a lot of anything. It was kind of calm. And then boom, it was like this system came in. And it was really hard starting yesterday afternoon to stay in the physical body for me. I was feeling very, very ungrounded, very, very like in between worlds, like the realms very thin. And interestingly enough, of course, when that stuff happens, you know, when we went to bed shortly after my husband fell asleep, he had one of his, we call them visitations, where he jumps up out of the bed, thinks somebody's in the room, somebody's, you know, and so obviously it's, you know, his soul is in another realm doing some work and there's a bleed over into this. But that often happens when I feel that other energy, that it's like the otherworldly energy coming through. And it's really good energy for, like, you know, connecting with loved ones in spirit or connecting with spirit guides, because it's very etheric energy, but it's not great energy for being a human in. So meaning having to be like very precise, having to have your mind clear, having to be exact, it's not good energy for that. And so what they had said to me about that was initiating creativity. So I feel like we're getting some downloads right now. There are downloads that are coming through on that, and they will give me more information about that. They said around that galactic downloads, and then they also said explosions, and I've never heard them say that before. So we'll see what comes of that, where they're specifically talking about explosions with. Now, they also said to me, and this is all pertaining to what's happening on the Earth, on the planet right now. They said to me gravitational pulls. And so I feel like there is something literally going on with that, like some kind of change, some kind of resetting of it. They said to me counteracting, this is interesting, and I'm going to let you guys kind of like dissect this and feel into it and see what your teams give you. But they said counteracting. And then they said a shift in the nucleus. So DNA repair is what they said around that. Now, I know we're going to be coming into, again, September, October is going to be the cold and flu season. We're going to be back into the whole COVID thing, because the whole COVID thing is not over yet. Now, are they countering the effects of, you know, of the people that have had the experiment? Because are they helping out with that, because there's been so much DNA damage to that now they're going to help everybody out? I know there are a lot of people, I say this without judgment, whatever decision you make is entirely up to you. You make your decisions based on your own needs. But I know a lot of people that have said to me that had the vaccination that they won't be getting any more, or they do regret doing that. So I'm wondering, for those souls, are they coming in and are they helping with the DNA repair on that? Because I feel like that experiment that they did, that, you know, the souls did take, I feel like it really did change their frequency. And so it'll be interesting to see how they step up and help us with that. So they said to me that our shielding and protecting forces need to be up for the next little while. Specifically, they said that you need to captain your own ship. And so I feel like that is like they're literally like saying to us, like, keep your eyes on your road. So don't worry about the other roads. Don't worry about the other captains that are around you. Kind of feel like, again, it's like that stepping into your power, stepping into your own sovereignty, but being the captain of your ship. This will be really important going over the next little while, because, again, I do feel like there's going to be some bumps coming through, and it's all about choices, right? Because one of the things that we come here to this planet to do is to work. We have free will when we come. So that means that there's so many choices that are available to us. And of course, each time we make a choice, there's a consequence to it, or there's a frequency that comes with it. So there's going to be a lot of that coming up for us in this new little next coming up. Feeling bumpy, though. It feels like it's going to be bumpy. So again, remember what we do when the road gets bumpy. We just pause. We can just put it into neutral. We can just coast. It's not a time for us to be, you know, having to take action. It's not a time for us to try and push anything or make anything happen. It's a time that we can kind of just coast a little bit. And they're saying to me right now that there's going to be a lot of angelic support around us right now. I feel like that happens when things feel particularly rough or hard. I feel like there's like that softer frequency that the angelic energy comes through with. So pay attention to that. You may be feeling some of your angelic guides around you more so. That sometimes when we see the sparkles, that's usually how I know that they're around us lots, is when I see the sparkles in the sky, so, or in the air around you. So pay attention to that, because I feel like when you acknowledge that, that's when they can offer you more and more support. Okay, so make sure that I know it's a lot, so maybe you want to listen to a little bit, pause it, take some notes, listen to it, pause it, take some notes. I know it's lots when it came through. So we will be putting out our new schedule. Make sure that you check your emails for that. Check that out. We're going to do lots and lots in September to support ourselves, specifically using the chakras. And I'm telling you, the chakras have been around since the beginning of time for a reason. The understanding of how they work, the understanding of the powers that they have, the understanding of how we can fine tune them and calibrate them and use them to either give us more energy or reduce our anxieties or worries. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be working on becoming finely fine-tuned and calibrated through our chakra systems. Okay, my lovelies, I'm so thankful for you guys, so thankful for your energy in the hub, so thankful for your support always and forever. Sending you guys huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.